Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Vince Del Monte back here with our head coach of the 7-Figure Mastermind, Corby Waters. And we're piggybacking on our last call here, where we spent some time talking about the power of focus, the necessity of focus, and how so many people just do way too much, and how doing less is what's going to help you make more. And today, we're going to actually piggyback on that, because right after the call, Corby started sharing a new idea. And he heard me riff around time under tension and how we build muscle. And the muscles have to be under a substantial amount of fatigue. They have to be under stress. There has to be a sufficient metabolic waste within the muscle to create a cellular response, which triggers muscle growth. That's one of the mechanisms of muscle growth, tension, and what it does at the cellular level. And Corby, he masterfully does, had a great, transfer of that same concept to the business world. He's going to share about that. And I think we're just going to riff on this application to multiple things like sales, DM content, building programs, building teams. And what's the kind of time frame? Like, Vince, how long should this take me? Okay, I get it. All right, you guys sold me. I get it. I need to be more patient. I'm trying to rush things. I got to go slower. But like, exactly how long? Can I have a time frame at least, so I know if I'm moving, I'm getting close to the finish line, right? A marathon's 26 miles. Like, I'm getting close to the end. So I think what we want to do in this episode here is just share this concept and how to apply it to some different aspects of building an online business. And I think this is going to be super helpful. So Corby, why don't we just pick up where we left off? And what's this new concept that you think could be super valuable for our online fit pros, anyone selling high ticket coaching, entrepreneurs in general, self-employed people that are really in charge of their future and have to make this work, not to the accord of somebody else providing support, but they got to do this on their own. This is the mindset they need to be successful, because they're the helm of the boat, right?
Absolutely. Somebody got to have the navigation controls. So instead of, time under tension, you go with time using technique. So whatever that technique is, how long have you been using it to get the results that you want? I don't know anybody who worked out for 3 weeks and is in great shape. Most of the people I know in great shape from working out in terms of lifting weights, they've been doing it for years. One of my good friends, Lester Harley, is super thick. Vince, 53 years old, and he actually jogs to the gym 2 miles one way, works out for an hour, then jogs back home all year round. Doesn't matter what the weather's, snow, sleet, hell, rain. And I said, Les, how are you that big at 53 lifting 400 pounds and you repping it? 405, I guess it'd be 445. Yeah, 405. He reps that like on a regular basis for sets of 10, like 4 sets of 10 at 53. But he's been lifting and doing bench press since he was 19. So that's a long time using that one technique. So if you look at a person like Gary Vee doing his YouTube channel, it's been 15 years. If you look at you in this game, Vince, it's been 15 years. And you basically are using the same techniques you used way back in 2005, except you've adapted them for the internet, like more internet-based era. So when you look at these people, how long is it going to take? It's going to take you at least a year to get really good at DM. It's going to take you at least a year to optimize or get close to optimizing your sales process, because it's not just a call now. So you start to move backwards. Are you optimizing the chat that brings them to the call? Are you optimizing the place between the chat and the call to make sure they get on the calls? Are you optimizing your marketing to get them to the chats to get them on the call? So these are all parts of your sales process. Right. It's going to take time to master. So it could take you 4 years to master your sales process. But let me ask you a different question, Vince. If you go to college for 4 years, what do you get when you get out? Nothing. I didn't find a job. But if you spend 4 years mastering your process for sales, what do you get? Absolute freedom. Mm-hmm. So people don't understand, you can't be using new techniques every month. You need to spend some time using that technique to get to suck at it first, yep. Then to get decent, then to get good, then to be great.
Yeah, I love it. Time using techniques. It's you do have to understand, yeah, the quality won't come until you put the quantity in. Mm-hmm. Let's look at my YouTube channel. Go back to the videos, my very first video back in 2008. Watch the first 200 videos.
Ooh, you told me I watched 30 of them. I was like, this can't be the Vince I know.
Yeah, it's a different, what'd you see back then? A completely different guy.
There's a lot of enthusiasm. And that's it. Like, you're not enthusiastic. You was going for it, right?
I don't think you've been this honest about my videos, Corby.
No, it was decent, but it was just more like
a lot of energy. Yeah, it was just like there was a lot of. It's like fast food, right? There wasn't many nutrients in the food. So you have to, if you come back enough, you might get something out of it. But there wasn't long lasting substance within the content. But that took me years to start to develop a message that was like, wow, this guy's teaching something that's different. This is actually really helpful. Well, he's actually really helping me understand how to move in the gym and not just like how to lift and just what sort of how many reps to do. But that, again, I had to develop. I had to become better in order for my videos to become better. I think a lot of people miss that. They miss the, right? Like to get, you don't, if you just, if you come into the online world as a 4 out of 10, like, it doesn't matter what strategy you have, you'll be implementing it as that person, a 4 out of 10. But if you give a good strategy, like you give a Facebook Live strategy, let's say you give a Facebook Live strategy to somebody who's ripped, someone who's clear on their message, somebody who is okay polarizing, somebody who has social proof, makes great eye contact, is got great energy, knows how to share stories, knows how to make people laugh, knows how to make people cry. That person is going to be like, holy geez, we just made $100,000 overnight with one 10-minute live. Yeah, it wasn't the live that was the seeker. It was that who did the live.
Yeah.
So who are you becoming in the process? And you can't become anybody better with these techniques if you don't give them time.
I totally agree.
So like when you're doing the DM strategy, there's going to be a lot of rejection. You're probably going to get 5 out of 100 messages like where people are even messaging you back. But now when we have a benchmark where we want to be booking 20% of the conversations, the calls, like it's not the skill set that's going to get you there. It's improving your character flaws, if you will, as the process goes on, like your ability to face rejection, your ability to stay disciplined, your ability to stay focused, your ability to work through boring stuff, right? Your ability to just waste a lot of, not waste time, but knowing that the time you're spending is like, man, this is, I got to get 19 no's before I get a yes. Yeah, that's normal. Before you can, the ability to normalize those problems in your mind and that there's nothing actually wrong with the strategy. This is normal. This is normal.
But Billy over here got really quick results, Vince. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, that's the thing. So you have to talk to them about context. I don't know. I have to look at that person's individual situation. How's that? Not to say maybe they've got something. What are they? Do you know what they're actually saying? How are they perceived? And there's all these other factors. So if you're going to compare, you won't have clarity on the other guy's situation unless you have the full context. That's what I like to say.
Context is for clarity. That's what you always tell me.
Exactly. So I like this. So time using techniques. So let's talk about just creating content. People are like, oh, nobody's engaging with my posts. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty normal. That's pretty normal. My account's growing really slow. Yeah. Name one person out there that's growing quickly. Oh, but do you know that guy you just named? His account grew super slow for 7 years before it started growing at that rate. Oh, do you know those guys were all like putting up 3 YouTube videos a week for 5 years before they blew up? Oh, do you know that guy? When you go down and you start to see that each person you're comparing yourself with has actually just got probably a couple of years, not maybe like a decade on you of experience and time and character traits built up and skill sets built up. That's what you're competing against.
Absolutely. I totally agree. When you look at things I wish my dad taught me, you can get lucky like that YouTube channel. You've been around for 3 months. Well, no, it's been 6 months now. And they got 5 million subscribers. Every now and then somebody gets lucky, but more realistically, it's going to be like Cooking Demystified channel. I like cooking at events. And the guy went 6.5 years making 3 videos a week and had 20,000 subscribers. And because of the plandemic, I won't get you on that topic, business, but because of the plandemic,
trying to come off those topics.
So he went from 20,000 to 500,000 subscribers in 6 months. But for 6 years, he only had 20 in top-notch material, walk, the whole deal. And 20,000 followers, but he stayed with it. So now I've been going through his last 6 years of content, learning all kinds of cooking techniques.
That's amazing. Imagine he quit.
Yeah, exactly. What if he'd have quit in February?
Yeah. So I think let's just give people some time frames, like time using techniques. So for me, like I did, I spent my whole year doing, even a year and a half, like growing our mastermind with the DM myself. I did the DM. I'm like, I'm getting a full blown sales training right here. I'm like, the DM is sales. Like you're literally people. It's, you know, sometimes framed as you're just qualifying, increasing trust. But at the end of the day, you're really selling people on why they should trust you and you know, why they could be, you have to learn how to get them to sell themselves, which is sales. So it's really just sales in the chat. It's literally sales in chat.
It's copy. So
it's like, it's copy. Yeah. And you're like, okay, if you look at the people making the most money, they're good at sales. They're good at copy. So what an opportunity I have to spend time every day. It's now no longer as like, I have to do this or sorry, I have to do this. It's I get to do this. I get to have these conversations. I get to start sharpening my own saw and I get to learn through failure. And I'm going to put in the same, I'm going to put in the time because my competition has the same mind. My competition has the same problems as me.
Absolutely. Hey, look, I always say your journey is your journey. Like Sinead O'Connor, most people listening won't know who that is, but her big song was Nothing Compares to You. So your journey is your journey. So if you don't look left or right, you're going to be fine. But when you start looking left and right and comparing your journey to somebody else's journey, it's not going to work.
You start feeling crappy about yourself.
Yeah, because one of my favorite old, and you're going to laugh at this, spiritual songs is what God has for me, it is for me. So it ain't for you. It ain't for your friends. It's just for me. So as you work, you're going to get your level of blessings and success based on how much time you put in using techniques. Because think about it. I've been using tic-tac-toe for 30 years. And it is literally the framework for probably 95% of all of my success. I've used it in so many different industries to that basic framework to sell all kinds of stuff from mutual funds to in-home presentations to network marketing to obviously consultant sales and business coaching and life coaching. And it's the same thing. I just change a couple of boxes, but the first 6 boxes of the 9 are always the same. Doesn't matter what I'm selling. It's always the same. And so that's what people don't understand. That one technique is the difference. It's so efficient that I could take anything that somebody else is selling. If they train me for 20 minutes on it, I can go out and sell their product because I have a framework to put their stuff into to make it work. So with DM chats and scripts and all that stuff, guess what? You have a framework and you practice it and get good time under the, using that technique. That's what's going to make you successful, not the next shiny object. The reason why they're shiny is for a reason, because when the sun moves to a different location, they're no longer shiny.
I love it. That's so good. Yeah. Hey, listen, guys, I think we just want to keep this one short, sweet, to the point. I think the big takeaway here is people want the triceps without the try, right?
That's new. I like that.
You like that one? And they want the pecs. They want the pecs without the push. They want the pecs without the push-ups. And you just have to understand, if you want to build a business, you're going to have to put in a lot of time. You just can't replace, even in the gym, building muscle, like even steroids can't replace the need for time when it comes to recovery. As great as steroids are, steroids have, I think what the steroids LTV level is, lifetime value of a retention rate on a steroid is.
What is it? I don't even know. Cause I don't know.
It's like over 30 years.
Wow.
Because they work. But what I'm saying, despite how powerful a steroid is, even a steroid can't remove the need for time in the recovery process. So I think I like this analogy because everyone's looking for a shortcut, but even with steroids, which would be the biggest shortcut in the building and bodybuilding world, you still can't replace time. your muscles still need a time, an interval between workouts. Like you can't train four times a day and you're going to get four times bigger. You still have a capacity. And I think everyone just needs to embrace capacity, and that your muscles can only grow so fast. Your business can only grow so fast, and it's likely going to take 10 times more time, money, and effort than you anticipate. I'll just mentally prepare everybody for that. Just whatever you're thinking it's going to take, just 10x it. Okay. And if you get lucky, you hit a home run. We call it a unicorn in the business world. If you put out an offer, even guys that create unicorn offers, they're like, we got lucky. I don't know. We didn't know if this was going to work. We tried, it ended up working. But I prefer just hitting singles and being consistent. Instead of going to the gym and trying to hit a personal best every workout, I'm going to focus on what I call micro progressions, right?
Absolutely.
Just little gains. You don't make gains with the 45s. You make gains with the 2.5s. Just add a little 2.5 this week and just maintain your strength at this new level. And then we'll go up, and then maintain your strength at this level. And then we'll go up. Powerlifting does this brilliantly. If you follow a great powerlifting program, they understand this because they're working with things that can actually snap tendons and ligaments. And if you look at a well-designed powerlifting program over a 16-week cycle, you think like the strength gains, like you make these big leaps from week to week. The whole thing is built on this coaxing mechanism. It's coaxed the gains, don't force the gains. If you take this entire approach that you take to building your body with muscle and the approach that you teach with fat loss, lose weight slow if you want to keep it off permanently. If you take the same mindset to building a business, you'll build a multi-7-figure business because slow equals fast. And that's where the gains are, in the micro progressions. Don't add more weight if you can't execute the same technique at this next level. So it's like quantity, quality, stabilize, quantity, quality, stabilize, quantity, quality, stabilize. And we don't add more quantity unless we can stabilize the quality.
Absolutely.
And I think if people just embrace this, go slow, man, make your words slow. And I think time using techniques, I love this. We're going to start using this. And this was heard first. Wrap us up, Corby.
Oh, for me, I just say, look, there's no shortcut, period. Like you got to do the work. It's the reason why it's called a workout and not a think out. It's a workout. You got to do it. You can't just meditate to thick muscles. You can't do that. You got to work out. So yeah. In business, you got to work out. You got to put that time in using the techniques for a long period of time if you want to see the results.
Yeah, I love it. And then one, as we talked about, if you missed the last episode, go check that out. And we talked about the power of just one or two major projects every 90 days. If you're working on more than one or two major things, most important tasks, if you will, every 90 days, I'm just going to take a wild guess. You're overwhelmed and you're not seeing progress. You might be busy. You might have a lot of activity, but you don't have productivity. That's what we're looking for. Big difference. Activity versus productivity is when you have something to show for it. All right. You're going to the gym and you actually are getting bigger. You're actually getting stronger. It's, oh, wow. What are you doing in the gym? That guy's actually getting something out of the reps. He's investing the time, not spending the time. So I think that's it. I love this concept, time using techniques. Corby, thanks so much. That was fun. Hey, everybody, if you want more episodes like this, let us know. We can have Corby back anytime. We hang out all the time. We rarely record and share them with you, though. Listen, we should definitely make an invitation. If anybody here listening is ready to move faster by going slower, then send me a message on the DM at Vince Del Monte and we'll have a little chat and we'll see if and how we can help you. And we'll help you see what the next 12, 15 months will look like. And we'll say, hey, listen, we can jump on a call and we could tell you over the next 90 days, this is what we'll work on with you. And then this is what we'll work on. And then this is what we'll work on. But we won't even get that too far down the road. Let's just figure out what do you need to work on right now. That's like the mindset you need to have to be successful in our coaching program. And it's, to be honest, anybody's coaching program. It's less is more. Do less if you want to make more. But you have to know what are the right things to do less on.
That's true.
That's where the magic is. When you're working on the thing that's actually constraining your growth, that's where you're going to see the breakthroughs because all this stuff starts to stack on top of each other. So send me a little message at Vince Del Monte. If you enjoyed this podcast, then please share it on your social stories and pay it forward. encourage somebody else, maybe tag another Fit Pro, send it to one of your buddies who's a Fit Pro, an entrepreneur through your phone. That would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And Corby, you're the man. Thank you so much. And we'll see you all next time.
See you next time, brother. Take care.